evening.
Hello?
Well, I don't think he's there yet.
No, he's not. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
I'm glad you can hear me, though.
I can hear you. Tonight starting the Olivet class?
I think so.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I was having a little bit of a technical problem getting connected, so I hope I don't disconnect. But if I do, I will call back.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabatos. Anabatoa Gedula Chimitinta Ati Era Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi Tabel Rinat Amtaka Sarvenu Aharei Tova Ufre Shayan in Tet Nun. The letters of the month of Tibet, the Ayan, created the constellation Dali, not Dali, the Gedi, the Capricorn, and the Bet that created the planet Shabtai. Together they have a gematria of 72 and connect us to the 72 names of God, the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, and to the Sephirah of Chochmah, wisdom. Na Dibor Dorche Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. We're going to use the sequence Yud Kaf Shin to take any part of our body that needs healing and take it back to its stem cell state, where it will be cleansed, where it will be healed, where it will be rejuvenated, and then return it to its place in the body, where it will again serve its function as it was meant to do, as it was created to do. Barchem tacharem Petresh Sadi Tap Gimel Asim Kadosh Adata Yahid Gaye Lamcha Pitney Shavat Tainu Kadel. Ushmaya Kadenu. I'm reading from the verse from Samuel Beck. Vishanti Makom Leamili Israel Kuntati Vishakan Aksas below your guys Both below your sifu Vinei Avla Leanoto Asher Barishona. And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. In the 8th verse, we say in a whisper. I'm reading from the Zohar, from the Parsha of Shemot, section 23, and he looked this way and that, verse 207. This verse, I usually don't look at the verse, I just open the book up randomly. But I did look this forward because this is our first class on the Aleph-Bet, on the letters. So this verse does relate directly to the letters. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh adeinu kunenei aleinu maaseh adeinu kunenehu. Vayifen ko veko kama be'ilein nun atwan dim yachadim Leah Israel, Bekol Yoma Shema Israel, Ha'amayim Di'o'im Di'it, Bechon Kafe Kafe Direzine Velachama Be'ya Vayifen Kovid, Kovid, Omer, Koacho, Amar, Rabbi Abba, Tochama, Ichawo, Beya, Ovadim, the Kashran, the Koli, Zamin, Lenachka, Mineya, the Ramealya, Miad, the Yar. Ki ein ish tama beruach kucha dila zamin v'navka mineya v'ra me'alya. And he looked this way, the Hebrew letters are kaf and he, and that, the Hebrew letters are kaf and he. Since he saw in these 50 letters that Israel proclaimed twice every day the prayer, Shema Yisrael, that contains Kaf He equals 25, and Kaf He letters twice, and he did not say that the Egyptian would be saying them. He did not see that the Egyptian would be saying them. And he looked this way and that, Ko and Ko. Rabbi Abba said, the first ko is because he looked to see whoever possessed good deeds. And the second ko is because he desired to perceive whether a righteous son would emerge from him. Immediately he saw that there was no man. He saw by the Holy Spirit that no righteous son would emerge from this man.